of all those experiences that went down, one of them really that I know from talking to players affected the team and had guys talking, the Ian Rappaport report that there was a rift between Jameis and Dirk, and that was on national television and whatnot, and that's a league source, and sort of everybody with the Bucks thought that was nuts, but is that troubling to you as an owner that, hey, the league's media is sort of getting in here and causing havoc and there's rumors everywhere, and how do you feel about that?
You know, we live in a society today where one person can write one thing and it's over the globe and no one even remembers where this whole thing started. So,
and whether it's true or not.
Yeah. So, you know, here's what I know. In our own building, everyone knows what the relationships are, and Dirk and Jameis have an excellent relationship. So no one likes all these side stories and anything like that, but it's part of, hey, it's, if you're going to be in the NFL, you're going to have to deal with these types of things, and you got to be mentally tough. That's an important part of the game, and you can't let that type of thing bother you too much. So you can only control what we can control. I know this much, Jameis and Dirk have an excellent relationship. They work well together, and that's very important, and that's the way it is.
You had mentioned how much you learned from Dirk through, you know, a tough season. It was a little unique with all the rumors about coaching changes and John Gruden and all that sort of stuff. Can you detail really what you learned from Dirk, you know, as far as like that ultimate stuff that you saw that showed the great leadership?
I think one of the big things is not letting the outside noise affect him and just keeping the players focused and week to week on the upcoming week and continue to play hard and trying to take steps forward and face a lot of headwinds. And he did that week by week. Yeah. And again, we didn't necessarily get the results we wanted. We didn't win a lot down the stretch, but you're playing hard. Playing hard doesn't, you know, at the end of the day, we want to win, don't get me wrong. But all these games that were very close, and just none went our way. It's one of those years.
Can you talk about the evaluation of a general manager, how difficult that is, and what goes into that you know, when you have to figure out, are we on the right path, but we're 5-11?
You know, a lot goes into it. And, you know, I think one of the positive signs in any situation is re-signing your own players. And when you start getting on a trend that you're re-signing your own players, that means you are drafting well. And if you're drafting well, generally that means you're building a nucleus, which generally means you're going to start having success. So, you know, we just saw with Cameron Brate and Mike Evans, we got a couple other young guys that contracts are coming up, and you know, I know that we're going to want to keep. So that, to me, is the most positive sign of, you know, what's happening with the general manager. Now, you know, there's lots of aspects of the whole thing. There's not just drafting, there's free agency, there's ultimately your record. So it's one of those things that tells its own story over time. But, you know, again, we're frustrated. I know a lot of our fans are frustrated. And when you get in this cycle of it's been a while since we've had success, people are under the spot. The magnification and the spotlight gets so great year to year, and wanting to change directions and change things, and I get it. And listen, you know, we got to remind ourselves sometimes you have to have some patience and look for the positive. And also, people like to point to coaching. Well, you also have to have the players, and injuries play a factor and all these things. So we had Dirk was 9-7. All the positives coming out of that season. We had last season, which was below anybody's hopes and expectations. We're focused on this year. We've added, clearly, we're areas we needed to add, and we still have the draft.
CBS put out a report. It came from Pete Prisco, their senior writer. He said, ownership, who pushed the pick, referring to Roberto Aguayo, that it was an ownership pick. Yeah. Is that ridiculous? What?
We have never, ever told our general manager who to pick in the draft. That's all I can say.
But you want to know who they're going to pick.
Where we know what's happening. Sure. They explain to us why they're doing things. But we have never done that. I will say this much. One thing we stress is the importance of all phases of the game, special teams, offense, sure, and defense. Sure. But that was an inaccurate report.
Speculation, you know, that what we know publicly, that Jason is in a final year of his contract, Jason Light. And to sort of what Steve was asking, there's been people, even prominent people like Gil Brandt, they're basically saying, sounds like Jason's on a win or else contract. Is there validity to that?
It's always too oversimplifying anything. You know, you got to do this or else, got to win this or else. We are focused on the season, and these other type of issues always have a way of resolving themselves. But we're happy with the job Jason's doing. We're pleased with the direction. We're pleased with our offseason. Pleased with the players that we've brought in. So we're, I think everybody's on the same page. Everyone's swimming in the same direction, which I think is critical. And we're really just very excited about this season and the upcoming drafts.
You know, you mentioned earlier 22 sacks, and obviously Dirk had said that we can't have that anymore. You obviously have a significant financial investment in the players, or fans, they have more of an emotional.
Yeah.
But at times, do you get to the point, looking all the years of less than 10 sacks from a defensive end, do you kind of like, at times, are like the Frankenstein monster, young Frankenstein, when the cups are crashed, you're like, what do we got to do?
You know, after a while, it's frustrating, but here's what I know in this league. Things have a way of changing kind of quickly. And it takes one player to come in to be that player to do that. And so, yes, it's frustrating. But the bigger frustration is, I think, shared by everybody in our organization, in the community, who wants to win. We want to win.